We're going to be talking about CBD products. 312-981-7200. Again, 312-981-7200. You can call, you can text, send a passenger pigeon, anything you'd like. And from Covington's Cabinet, Dr. Jennifer Weiss is here. She's the founder and CEO. And Dr. Weiss, I want to start here. We've heard that term CBD so often. What is CBD?
Great question, Steve. So CBD is one of many cannabinoids found in the cannabis plant. So a lot of people are familiar with its more famous cousin, THC, which is another cannabinoid. And CBD is getting a lot of attention because it's sort of the healing component of the cannabis plant that doesn't get you high.
Right. And when you talk about THC, we're essentially marijuana, right?
Right, exactly.
Okay, so there's this substance, CBD, and it's available now in Illinois anyway, and the Chicago area, everywhere. I mean, it's even available like convenience stores. It's available at gas stations. I've seen it. And online, by the way, you can go to Amazon and purchase. Are these places you should think twice about? Does the place you purchase the CBD product matter?
Well, I started a business because I feel like it matters. Unfortunately, CBD is not regulated, and there are all kinds of folks out there looking to make a quick buck. And unfortunately, it's a lot of science and technology. Even if you have the best of intentions, it can be quite challenging to put together a really good product. So that's one of the reasons why we started this company, and there are some others out there like us that are trying to make sure that there are places to connect people with really high-quality product.
So you said it's challenging to put together a really good product, were your exact words a second ago. Why is that so challenging? Is it challenging? Do you grow the plants in the backyard yourself?
There are people doing that, yes. So there's a lot of different aspects to what goes into a bottle. So let's take an oil tincture, for example. That's what a lot of people picture in their head when they think of CBD, is that little dropper bottle. Mm-hmm. So what goes into that bottle is usually just a few percentage points of what's in that bottle is CBD. And so where do you source that? So there are small farms out there that grow it, and usually they'll then send it off to some plant scientists to then extract the good stuff out of it, so to speak. And what you're really finding, though, is a lot of the CBD that's out there on the market is coming from a handful of really large conglomerate companies out of oil and gas, believe it or not, because they have the knowledge, the technology, and they were able to shift some of the same skills that were going into petroleum now into cannabis. So you've got that side of it. So, you know, what are you actually, where are you sourcing your CBD? And then there's the other 95 plus percent of what goes into the bottle, which is just as important and is often overlooked.
Well, I want to talk about that. I want to talk about it because you say in here some tips that you have on your website. And by the way, the name of your store is Covington's Cabinet. It's on Roscoe Street in Chicago. Am I right?
That's right. Yeah, the heart of Roscoe Village in Chicago. And we're also available online nationally at Covington's.com. And okay. Covington is actually the name of one of our dogs. So he's the brand ambassador dog. So his face is on our products.
I like that. I thought it was all about the Chicago Cubs, but I'll accept it either way. So I want to talk about what's on the label. And you indicate to watch out for what is on the label. But how do you know how to read this label?
Yes. So first, make sure there's just some basic information on there. So make sure that somewhere on the label or the box of a product that you're buying, that it mentions that there's third-party testing. So that means that some outside body is actually running an analysis on what's in that bottle. So you always want to be sure that there's at least a third-party tester. You also want to be sure that there's clear ingredients that are labeled. So you know what's in this product, and you want it to actually say CBD. If it says hemp oil or hemp seed. Well, that's probably not going to be giving you the benefits that you want from CBD. That's from a different part of the plant, and it's probably a whole lot of money being spent on a bottle that, you know, is essentially the equivalent of olive oil.
Well, they say olive oil is good for you as well. So from 630, text saying, I have arthritis. Can this help? Now, before you answer, I know you can't diagnose and should not diagnose this listener because you don't know, you know, for sure. But in theory, if someone has arthritis, can CBD help? And what other things can CBD help for?
So the research is showing some fantastic benefits throughout all kinds of systems within the human body. And pain regulation is one of those. And in fact, in the research that is peer-reviewed and double-blind, you know, our gold standard research, what has been coming out in the last couple of years is often around pain and osteoarthritis. And so there's some really exciting results in terms of the potential benefits of CBD and interacting with these systems. But it also regulates or is related to systems in the body that regulate everything from mood to digestion. It interacts with receptors in the brain, throughout the nervous system, throughout the gastrointestinal tract. There are all kinds of bodily systems that are impacted by cannabinoids. And CBD in particular is showing incredible promise for its potential health and wellness benefits.
So let's back up a couple steps. For the arthritis question, the answer is potentially yes?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yes, the answer is yes.
All right. And how does the product know? So you mentioned the system that we all have in our bodies, and it was, I believe, fairly recently recognized. And is that how the product, assuming you buy a legitimate product, as we talked about, knows where to go, what to do?
Well, I am not that kind of scientist to be able to tell you the nitty-gritty, but what I can tell you is, you know, similar to when you take aspirin, for example, if you take it orally, it gets into your bloodstream, and then it circulates throughout the body. The goal for a lot of CBD and other cannabinoid products are to get the highest concentration directly into your bloodstream, so it goes throughout the body. And then there's also topical applications, so from the outside in, so to speak.
Is one better than the other? Or does that depend on... So obviously, if you're taking it for depression, probably putting the product on your knee is not going to help. But in general, is one better than the other?
So there's that bioavailability, getting it into the bloodstream, that seems to be what, you know, holds the most promise for most things versus, you know, a topical application can definitely help for very acute, specific things, you know, like a sore wrist, let's say. But most folks that are in the field of CBD would say double hit it, you know, take it orally and then do topically, because getting it into the bloodstream seems to have the most powerful benefit.
Your questions, 312-981-7200 about CBD. Those are coming up next right here on WGN with Dr. Jennifer Weiss, founder and CEO of Covington's Cabinet. Steve Dale's Other World on WGN. It was the most depressing thing. I mean, I've done this every year. I've never had a problem. After Valentine's Day, the day after that, I go into a Walgreens or a CVS store and I look for the candy, you know, the candy hearts especially, because by that, you know, they're 50% off. Did you know that? Except they were all out at every... I went to like three stores. I couldn't find any. Most depressing thing ever in my life. WGN Radio, we are talking to Dr. Jennifer Weiss. We're talking about CBD products. Dr. Weiss is the founder and CEO of Covington's Cabinet on Roscoe Street in Chicago. Kathy called in Dr. Weiss. Difficulty talking because she has Parkinson's disease. A great question. She wants to know if CBD can help her.
There are some potential possibilities for how CBD can help. But this is one thing where I would definitely suggest that Kathy speaks with her physician and sees if it would be a potential complementary medicine to add to anything else that she's taking. I'd say it's still pretty early days in the research for, you know, very specific challenges like speaking to a physician and keeping the eye on the latest research is what I would recommend.
Do you think that the public's interest and excitement about CBD products is ahead of the research on CBD products?
I'm afraid it is for a number of different reasons. There's a lot of challenges with even doing the research because of the way cannabis has been classified by the federal government. Even opening a business like ours, I was surprised at how challenging all kinds of aspects of just running the business side of it can be, much less doing research on something that's still classified as a Schedule I drug. So you are finding some small studies. They're coming out more and more. Now, I would say that a lot of them are paid for by CBD companies. Sometimes there are conflicts of interest or, it's worth really looking into, and they're small sample sizes. But I believe in the coming years, we're going to find such tremendous growth of the research that comes out.
Okay, so here, and then I know I have some calls to get to here, but I need to ask this, and it's nearly the impossible question. Is there a downside for Kathy to try it? Are there potential adverse responses for people with certain medical conditions, or don't we know the answer to that?
One of the interesting things about the research that has been done is it's mostly been on safety. So there is quite a bit known. One of the easiest things to remember is that if you're on any kind of medication that recommends you stay away from grapefruit, then you probably want to stay away from CBD.
What?
Because it interacts. Yeah.
I didn't know.
It's similar. The interaction with enzymes in the body is quite similar. So that's like an easy, quick shorthand that a lot of people aren't aware of. The biggest risks that have been found tend to be related to how the body metabolizes in the liver, as well as I do believe that there's some additive interaction with sedatives or with anti-seizure medications, with chemotherapy drugs. It's one of those where it can actually enhance what is happening with some of these other medications.
Wow.
But for the most part, it's been found to be quite safe. If somebody is on a medication that is related to heart or liver, definitely speak with a physician, or if it's for your pet, speak to your veterinarian to make sure.
Well, except speaking to your veterinarian, interesting you say that, because in Illinois, it varies state to state. So you can speak to, I believe I've got this right, you can speak to your physician about CBD products. The physician may or may not know the answer, but you could talk to the physician about it, or a medical professional. On the animal side, you can try to talk to your veterinarian, but in Illinois, they're not supposed to answer officially, which seems contradictory to me that the products are sold every year, everywhere, but they can't answer the question legally.
Yeah, it varies state to state. And I don't know the latest for Illinois' Board of Veterinary Sciences.
I think it's what I said. I think they're not supposed to talk about it. So hush, hush.
So, yeah, and there's been some interesting surveys done lately on vets that are very curious about it. And they're finding that so many of their animal patients their owners are giving CBD or wanting to. And so you'll find a lot of vets that are having to speak off the record. And Honestly, it's one of the biggest challenges if, you know, you're able to, as you've mentioned, you know, go to your local pharmacy or, you know, corner store and buy CBD and ask the person that works there about it, but not necessarily your healthcare professional or your dog's healthcare professional. This is something that I'm hoping we're going to see opens up faster and faster. Know that a lot of veterinarians are put in an uncomfortable situation where they're not supposed to speak about this yet.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy. I mean, the guy selling lottery tickets is the person that you ask. And, of course, that person has no clue. Yet you can ask your veterinarian, but your veterinarian isn't, at least on the record, supposed to give you an answer about that, which is, to me, crazy. 312-981-7200. Lots of phone calls, and this is Steve on WGN. Hi.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I'm just curious why it seems like the United States is trying to reinvent the wheel like we've just learned about CBDs, when two countries in particular, Israel and Spain, have been working on this for 50 years and have shown its efficacy of even different cannabinoidals being put together as cocktails for very specific maladies. Why are we just seeming to be starting fresh instead of pooling from their proven success and knowledge?
Good question. Dr. Weiss?
Well, there's a lot to unpack there, because so much of it, you know, you can relate to societal factors and legal factors. And, you know, if you look at the evolutionary history of humans, I mean, we evolved alongside of the cannabis plant, and many scientists will say that they've been used for millennia. And there was, of course, a backlash related to all kinds of drugs in the United States. And there are definitely countries that are ahead of us. And it also means, though, that we can look to what's happening in those countries and, you know, even their agriculture programs to potentially be looking at better strains. Because he's right. There's over 100 cannabinoids in the cannabis plant. And the potential for these other cannabinoids to be beneficial and combining them in new ways, you know, there is so much left for us to learn and to understand and to be able to target therapies for specific uses versus the one-size-fits-all that you mostly find now.
Yeah, good question. Thank you very much, Steve.
Thank you.
A question here, a text about herpes virus. Is there any conversation about that? Is this something we know about or not?
That is not something I know anything about.
Okay. Similar question here about, it says GI upset. I'm not sure what exactly that means, so it's more difficult to answer. That's why I love phone calls. Text can be difficult because they're vague, but nevertheless, give it a stab.
Well, I can tell you that the two main receptors that interact with, or that CBD interacts with, some of them are found throughout the GI system. And so there is some promise about how it interacts with the gut and with our whole digestive system. And so, you know, I would actually say that this is a possibility, a very real possibility for future therapeutic use.
What about the product? And there are products out there like the CBD products that say, we promise to cure separation anxiety in your dog, or cancer in your dog, or cancer in you. What about products that make these types of claims?
They are making completely unsubstantiated claims. Unless you're buying a prescription, of which there's very little out there that's actually made it through the FDA process for prescription purposes. Anything else right now legally cannot make that claim, and there certainly isn't the research to back it up either. And so you're seeing companies, you know, we have brands that come into our shop and try to sell us so that, you know, you'll carry us on our shelves. And, you know, if I see that this product is saying it's going to cure your dog's cancer, there is no way I would put it on my shelves.
Speaking of which, those shelves at Covington's Cabinet are at what address?
Oh, the address is 2015 West Roscoe Street.
And the website?
Covingtons.com.
CUBBINGTONS.com. Dr. Jennifer Weiss, interesting topic. I know this is one people have enormous, ginormous interest in for themselves as well as for their pets. Perhaps we'll talk to you again at some other point in time. If I can remember, because, you know, when you take these products, you forget. Or maybe it helps your memory. I'm not sure. Either way, thank you very much, Dr. Weiss.
Thank you for having me.